at the Cattle Industry Convention. I am speaking with Charlie Mostek with Tyson. And first of all, Charlie, tell me what you do with Tyson.
Currently, I'm Vice President of New Product Development, Production, and Sales for the Fresh Meat Division, which is formerly the IBP unit of Tyson Foods.
Well, I know that you're on the long-range plan task force for the beef industry long-range plan. This is now in draft form and being presented to organizations here at the convention. Tell me a little bit about the effort to put this together, what you are hoping to accomplish.
Well, I think that, first of all, this is a continuation of an effort that has been spearheaded by various organizations, most notably NCBA, the Cattlemen's Beef Board, and the Federation of State Beef Councils. But this time, the organizations took a different approach, and they involved a lot more organizations, both in the livestock and farming industry, but also other players within the industries, therefore retailers, food service, meat packers were all represented on the task force. So that made that very unique. I think the second thing that makes it unique is that because of the volatility in the marketplace today, this is a three-year plan. And in the past, the organization has produced a five-year plan. This one is a three-year plan, and it has the ability to be adjusted at least annually, and even more sudden than that if something occurs that needs more focus.
Mm-hmm. Well, looking at some notes on it, I know in the vision statement, one thing that hit me right off the bat was an industry united around a common goal. That sounds like a pretty good thing to for us all to work towards together with all these various groups, right?
Yes, that's, and we really emphasize that point about an industry united. This isn't just about a cattleman. It isn't just about a feeder. It isn't just about a seed stock. It's also about those organizations that basically make their livelihood off this industry and depend upon it for that purpose. So the meatpacking industry and the retailing and food service industries are also critical to the success of this.
Well, in the draft, without getting into a lot of specifics, because I'm sure there is a lot to this, you do have some very specific targets you want to reach, right?
Yes. We're using the Wholesale Beef Index as a measurement of our success in beef demand. We're also going to have to develop some other measurements for some of the other core strategies that we've developed. We're putting a focus on image that we're going to need better measurements on. We're putting a focus on gathering our own unity and understanding among each other within the industry. So those will need separate measurements.
Well, at this point, like I said, being presented here at the convention, is the next step basically for adoption? Or, I mean, if it's approved then and we get to work?
Yes. The next step would be if the board of directors, the joint board of directors on Saturday, approves this draft and probably makes modifications to it, then it becomes implemented. And the critical thing here is that it isn't something that just goes on a shelf and looks real nice and it's a nice thing to talk about, but we're all going to need to get engaged. And not just NCBA, Beef Board, the Federation of State Beef Councils, but also the other organizations, National Meat Association, AMI, individual industry partners, whether it's meat packers or pharmaceutical companies or retail chains. We all need to get involved and embrace this and get that common goal thing going as we're trying to do.
Well, best of luck. That's Charlie Mostek. He's with Tyson, and we're here at the Cattle Industry Convention. Been talking about the beef industry long-range plan. It'll be interesting to see as we move through the convention and get to the final board meetings on Saturday. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.